It's time to open the thrift shop with DJ Frederick. Broadcasting on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org and at the Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info. Radio Thrift Shop celebrates 78s, 33s, 45s, all kinds of tapes, and homemade musical releases from 1900 until next week. It's better than plugging a Victrola into a time machine. Today on the Thrift Shop, we're digging back into the crates of 7-inch vinyl singles. It's the Forgotten 45 Show. Finger here on the Radio Thrift Shop from 1971, the tune Baby Blue, which was sort of the final music heard in the TV series Breaking Bad. Before that, from California, from 1968, the Bristol Box Kite with a tune called Colors of Love. Now, Bristol Box Kite was from Castro Valley, California, and they never actually released an LP, but they did release a series of 45s. On the Audition record label. The band consisted of Bill Ellis on lead guitar and vocals, Bill Einadomi on rhythm guitar, Fred Allen on drums, Jerry Dorman on bass, and Dave Mesquite on lead guitar. Well, this is DJ Frederick. We're digging into the crates here on the Radio Thrift Shop. It's the Forgotten 45 show.
Send you love, and I need.
A scarce 45 from a scarce album by Gentle Soul, You Move Me. And the Gentle Soul album was released on Sunday's Records about 10 years ago. It promptly vanished from their catalog, so it's very hard to find. Before that, Don and John, In the Back of My Mind.
Exploring Science and the Sea. When you walk on a tattered carpet or a stained up rug, you don't usually worry about it lunging up and biting you. Unless, that is, you happen to be walking through shallow coastal waters around Indonesia or parts of Australia. In those areas, the carpet just might give you a nasty shock. These carpets are sharks, known as wobbegongs. They have wide, flat bodies. Most of them are colored in shades of brown, speckled with white spots or circles. And they have tassels around their heads. In fact, that's where they got their name. Wobbegong is an Aboriginal word that means shaggy beard. The sharks spend much of their time flattened against the seafloor, a perfect carpet-like disguise. There are about a dozen species of wobbegongs. Most of them grow up to a few feet in length. The biggest species tops out at about 9 feet. Perhaps the most elaborate-looking species is the tasseled wobbegong. The appendages around its head are especially complex. They have multiple branches, so they look like small trees. Wobbegongs eat bottom dwellers, lobsters, crabs, some fish, and even other sharks, including their own kind. Females incubate their eggs inside their own bodies, then give birth to about 20 pups at a time. When they're born, the kiddos are hungry. They sometimes eat unhatched eggs, or their hatched brothers and sisters. The newborns then tend to scatter quickly, in part so they don't get eaten by mom, allowing them to carpet new patches of the ocean floor. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. traveled and much have I seen. Dark distant mountains with valleys of green, past painted deserts, the sun sets on fire as he carries me home to the Mull of Kintyre. Mull of Kintyre, my desire is always to be here, on Mull of
Kintyre. Mull of Kintyre.
Mull of Kintyre by Wings, bookended by a couple of tunes by The Association. Along comes Miri and Windy. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. And if you're new to the Thrift Shop, you've kind of stumbled on us. I'll give you a little bit of a background. The Radio Thrift Shop has been broadcasting on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, New Hampshire, since 1999. We're also broadcasting online at classicalwscs.org, and there are some wonderful low power FM stations that relay the show all over the country, so thank you so much. Now, the Thrift Shop is a home for cast-offs and treasures from the past century of recorded sound. We're constantly evolving and undergoing renovations, so I'm in the process of making a few changes to the program, tweaking it here and there. Each week might have a theme, sometimes it might not have a theme, and hopefully it all makes sense by the end of the hour. But if you're just tuning in, you have found Freeform Radio. I hope the show is eclectic and interesting, relaxed yet engaging at the same time. Radio Thrift Shop is very homegrown, very homemade. It's amateur radio, not in the technical sense, but in the sense that we do it for love.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. For those of you who love the sport of baseball, possibly the world's greatest pitcher was born 104 years ago today, on July 7th, 1906, in Mobile, Alabama. His name was Leroy Robert Satchel Paige. According to the Library of Congress, Paige earned his nickname, Satchel, as a young boy carrying bags at railroad stations for passengers. After being convicted of petty theft, he was placed in a black reform school where he began refining his baseball skills. 5 years later, the lean, long-armed Paige began pitching professionally for several teams in the Negro Southern Association, the Negro American League, and the Negro National League. Paige's pitching prowess drew huge crowds. A natural showman, Paige enjoyed driving from game to game in his Cadillac convertible. He also owned a bus and several airplanes with, quote, Satchel Paige's All-Stars, unquote, written on the side. Barred from the major leagues because he was black, Paige showcased his skills by barnstorming across the country, pitching for any team willing to meet his price and proving his mettle in organized exhibition games against the best players of the day. Many major league teams forbid their players from wearing their team uniforms in these games. According to Rob Ruck, quote, his feats in such games became part of baseball mythology. Many a fan recounts a story about a game in which Paige intentionally walked the bases loaded with major leaguers, told his fielders to just sit down, and then struck out the opposing side. Said Paige, quote, I like playing against Negro League teams, but I loved barnstorming. It gave us a chance to play everybody and to go everywhere and let millions of people see what we could do. I just loved it. I'd have played every day of the year if I could, unquote. In 1971, Satchel Paige was the first Negro League player elected to baseball's Hall of Fame. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
And this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. Today, it's the Forgotten 45 show. We're going to cross the ocean with a set of 45s from the Netherlands.
Thank you. must be a girl who wants to say, be mine and stay with me. I'm on my way, reviving all my troubles. I'm on my way. She appears, it got to be true. Must be heading my way, coming to me, and I feel blue. Both have nothing to say. I found a girl, I got nothing to say. Time to travel along, we are going away. We walk side by side, anyway it's fine. We're happy with each other, forever and ever. She's always mine, makes me forget any other.
In the middle of that set, we heard a band called Rabbit Food and a song called Spirit of Freedom from 1970, bookended by two songs from a 45 by The Missing Link, also from 1970. We heard Flying and then Walking Alone. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Forgotten 45 show on the Radio Thrift Shop. We're going to take a quick break from the Forgotten 45s, listen to a brand new release on Coal Mine Records. It's already sold out. Two amazing tunes, Duran Jones and the Indications.
Let's go cruising to the park. Cruising after dark. Let's go out. Slow it down to 5. On an endless drive. Let's go out. Baby, let's cruise.
Morning in America. blue in your antique clock struck 12. Ooh, remember when I said I'd better run? Yes, I must leave you now, Jean Ferguson.
Side of Don and John, that's The Window Pane of Time. Before that, something brand new by Duran Jones and the Indications, Cruising to the Park and Morning in America. Well, this is DJ Frederick doing radio old school. You won't hear Radio Thrift Shop on a slick radio station. It's very homemade, homegrown, just a man, a microphone, and sometimes an agenda for a playlist. And today, it's the Forgotten 45 Show.
Here's a program from our archives. If you live near Buffalo, New York, the big event this time of year is the Erie County Fair. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
It's almost like going to Camelot, I guess. It's here only for a certain amount of time. And you come, and I think you just kind of get swept into the action. And you know it's only here for 10 or 12 days, and every day I want to be here, and I think most people do, too.
For the past 17 years, Pulse of the Planet listener Casey Nyman and his family have been coming to the Erie County Fair. Casey's favorite part is the midway.
Especially in the evening when the lights are on, you get the noise, the interaction between the people and the carnies at the games. You can smell the food, the fried dough and the sausages. It just kind of comes in waves over the midway, and every sense is awake when you walk down the midway.
In the daytime, the fair has a different dynamic.
Yes, it does. The fair captures something that I don't think we're going to have around a long time. It brings out the farm, it brings out the farm people, and it lets other people in this area of New York that don't have the opportunity to interact with the agriculture society to actually do that and to see it, to learn more about what really goes on in farming.
We'll hear more of the sounds of New York's Erie County Fair in our next program. We've been listening to a program from our archives. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
I need you. me down again. Baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Why do you build me up, buttercup, baby, just to let me down? Need you so, baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Why do you build me up, buttercup, baby, just to let me down?
Foundations with Build Me Up Buttercup. Man, I used to hear that song constantly on AM radio back in the day, listening to WFEA 1350, my favorite DJ, Johnny Tripp. I hope he's still around. Haven't heard from him in many a decade. All right, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. We're going to cruise on out of here, closing the book on this edition of the Forgotten 45 Show. So wherever you are on the planet, I wish you peace. I wish you shalom. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week with more musical excursions.
Petals are raised to the sky.